one of the lovely ladies is coming in, but we'll find out together. So, again, stick around 11 a.m., something about the women. I'm looking outside, and it's a beautiful Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday as well. Better late than never. I guess summertime can sometimes surprise us. So this weekend looks lovely, and you know what else is lovely? Yeah, you do. I'm looking across at somebody I've known a long time. How did I meet you in the 80s? No, 90s.
90s.
Yeah, over at the festival in Newport. Yeah, it's Tom Rupecht. I've known him and his wife, Jean, who's here too. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, we met at Newport Folk Festival, and we've been causing musical trouble ever since. How is that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. So I wanted to say hello to all the Freeform fans and fanatics. And just say, you know, we're going to have a good time today. We might play some folk, we might play some funk, but we're probably not going to play any Frippertronics today.
Okay, so you thought of that beforehand, didn't you?
Just now.
Just now?
Yes.
You're scaring me.
I'm riffing.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
So, you're going to be what it amounts to be a co-DJ with me for the 2 hours, and as part of that, you get to do a five-song set. So you always are like Mr. Thematic. So I notice in the titles that there's a theme about light.
Yeah, I figured, you know, sometimes it feels like we're in dark times, so I figured I would bring some songs to share some light, shed some light on the situation, and give us some hope.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. All right, so welcome all the listeners out there, too. Appreciate your being here. We've got a bunch of Freeform. We've got a bunch of new noise. Some of the new noise includes The Elevators, New England's own sort of a melodic, kind of a very happy, perfect summertime band. So we've got something from them. Blur has something new. Uh-huh. Or Blur, however you want to be. Boston's own Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones has something brand new as well. Something from a future release called From the Pretenders. A really special track from The Sins from New Jersey, The Sins, C-Y-N-Z. They will be here in a couple of weeks as they push through town again. And they are part of a really cool effort. They're on Gem Records, J-E-M Records, and they do some great compilations, and they're part of that. I'll tell you about that as we get to about playing them. I have a band called The Evening Suns, S-O-N-S, from the UK. Just discovered them, and we said hi to each other on social media, so that was cool. Group Love has something new. Boston's own Savoir Faire has something new. She hasn't been here in a while. Savoir, my friend, if you're listening, please come back and visit. And going to start with a Boston band who has new noise. The band is called Stop Calling Me Frank. I don't know if they really say it that way, but to me it should sound like that. And they've got a brand new track, the title of which means come out wherever you are. Any guesses?
Ollie Oxen Free?
Yeah, Ollie Oxen Free. Brand new from Stop Calling Me Frank. This is Ollie Oxen Free at WMFO. It's new noise.
Gravity. Some drunk priest just said
and it's growing. Alright, it's growing. Well, I borrowed a Gypsy Gibson just to show them. But now I'm a rock and roll star, I don't wanna know them. If they wanna stray, better go out and throw one. What are the boys?
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
I made a house out of records. Locked myself in there. Why should I care? Put the needle down. Lost in the sound, 'cause I'm reckless. Or I'm a hopeless nostalgic. Yes. Melancholy, velour and flannel. Let my heart get snagged on lives that I've had. Heart of mine, there's a loose panel that lets in the hopeless nostalgic. I'm aware, I'm aware. I just don't know how to matter. things fester. Raising girls don't know how to let go. So I'll let my heart be sequestered by a hopelessness.
WMFO in Medford. Wow, I'm always so impressed by our Boston artists. And that was one right there, fifth song of the set. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Yes, pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was someone whose stage name is Savoir Fair. And she was here a long time ago. She impressed me back then, and she's always put out beautiful stuff. This is brand new in 2023 from her. It was New Noise called Hopeless Nostalgic. Just gorgeous.
Yeah, and it was drifting off into the ether there.
Yeah, and again, Sarah, if you're out there, because I know you liked the post, you saw I was going to play it, please come visit again. We'd love to catch up with you. All right, another Boston band just before that, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Yeah, it was a cover, you know, and I remember when he was here a few months ago and I said, you know, that I of these unreleased, and that was unreleased records, I said, you know, I just love the cover. He goes, yeah, of course. not one I wrote. But you did such a great job with Martha Hoople's One of the Boys.
Got a great retro sound on that guitar, you know, very reminiscent of something you would have heard in that era, but also sounds, you know, modern. And the drumming was amazing on that song.
He played with those people. I mean, he's got a hell of a pedigree in rock and roll. So that was Greg Allen. And Greg's playing out soon in just a couple of weeks. So he doesn't do that too much. So if you see Greg on a playbill out there, or on a bill, I guess, go see him. It's such a good time, such a great band. Third song of the set was Justine and the Unclean. Rest in power, Justine. We miss you. And I'm making an effort to play something from one of your bands every week. I don't want to ever forget you. That was from your latest and sadly last record called The Signal Light, which is brilliant. That was The Chasm. The Undertones were the second song of the set from 2008. That was You've Got My Number, Why Don't You Use It? And Stop Calling Me Frank started us off. A brand new noise from Boston called Ollie Oxen Free. Come on out, everybody. ready to go. All right. So at 9:23 in the morning, I have something else to play. Oh, there it is. I'm going to play two new noises to get us to the bottom of the hour before we start with Tom's five-song set. So I want to start with something from a band called Group Love, and they have some new noise called Malachi, but I always forget to do this, and I'm not going to forget to do this now. Tom's looking at me like, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you doing? So this is what I'm going to do. I always forget to do this.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford. Take me to your best friend's house. Going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
I always forget to play bands that were nice enough to give us an ID. All right, 9:24 on a beautiful Saturday morning, WMFO. New noise from that band right there. This is Group Love. This is called Malachi, WMFO. That is from the debut record of the band from the UK called The Evening Sons, S-O-N-S, called Super Spreader. We'll talk about that in a second. And just before that was Group Love, brand new from their new album called I Want It All Right Now. That was Malachi. And just to touch on the Super Spreader, hi, Gene.
Hi, Mike.
You got COVID like a few months ago, didn't you?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, so we were just talking about that on the long walk up the stairs. And then I said, oh, by the way, one of the songs I'm playing is from a new band. It's called Super Spreader. So coincidences happen.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was a power pop band from the UK called The Evening Sons, S-O-N-S, and Group Love to get us down to now, about 9:32 in the morning when Tom has got his 5-song set. And as usual, we'll do 2 and 2 and 1. So let's talk about the first two. We have the first one from Vance Gilbert.
Yeah, a big fan of Vance Gilbert. We've seen him live. We've seen him at Newport. And very versatile, amazing performer. Fantastic vocal range. Always, when you go to see him, he's always about, uplifting everybody, getting everybody involved. You can tell he has a ball up there on stage.
I'm just smiling because, as per usual, I don't remember.
Okay.
All right, so that's a track from 2000, the year 2000, Somerville Live, from that disc. And the second one is one of my favorites. I do remember him, Chris Smither, from something he did in 2006, Leave the Light On. It's a title track that we're going to play.
Yeah, another great album from him. Another New England area musician that he and Vance are actually really good friends. We've seen them perform together, too, in various places. Could be New Bedford.
Yeah. Yep.
Rest in peace, New Bedford Folk Festival. They're not doing that anymore, unfortunately. But yeah, so yeah, two really good people they're almost like one-man bands when you see them because they can generate so much energy with their voice and their guitars. And, you know, with Chris Smither, he does this foot-tapping thing for his percussion that's really cool.
He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
He has. Okay, so a couple of real pros here. Vance Gilbert followed by Chris Smither. And then we'll be back and we'll tell you about two more. Right after this, this is Tom's light-based 5-song set here at WMFO in Medford.
Just a man with a boat that I saw a picture long ago, just a magazine ad of an old wooden ship brightly lit at the stern. And he smiled as he waved at me over his shoulder, saying, come sail with me, welcome. Just a memory, somewhere to be when you're too young to run, where each angry word will drown in the sound of the sea. And we laugh and tow the line of a candy cane anchor. I was one of his black and blue children fishing for rain. Angels at sea. It's Pablo's lights that I dream of by the riverside, that I see as the horizon folds up for the day. Yeah, I've got the soul of the mainland on my AM dial. But whoa, to see Pablo's lights. And I'd wait for him. I could hear his diesel humming, and we'd sing along, and together we'd sound like a symphony that would take me far away from the bruises of the shoreline, where I'd no longer hear the sounds of fighting ringing inside my head. that I dream of by the riverside, that I see as the horizon folds up for the day. Yeah, I've got the soul of the mainland on my AM dial. But oh, what a welcome sight to see Pablo's lights, let them shine. It won't hurt so bad for so long this time, long as they shine and I can see them burning. Now I steal these words and these phrases from my life, rearrange them some, and they still cut like a knife. But I'll make peace with them and silence forever the slap of yesterday, and still that I'll go off somewhere inside my head. It's Pablo's lights that I dream of by the riverside, that I see as the horizon folds up of the day. I've got the soul of the mainland on my AM dial. To see Pablo's lights. Let them shine.
What we need to spend the night on. Don't wait up, leave. not for glory. No moral to this story. We run for peace of mind. But the race we're running now is never ending. Since space and time are bending, there's no finish line. But I live to be 100. I was born in 44. 39 to go, but I ain't keeping score. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. No way up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. No way up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:49 in the morning. Mike here with Tom.
Hey, hey.
And Jean.
Hi, Mike.
There she is over there. All right, so I forgot to do 2 songs and then come back and then do 2 songs. Whatever. Not perfect. Stop calling me perfect. Oh, that wasn't you, was it?
Well, I'll stop calling you Frank.
Let's see, but that was last set. All right, so we ended up playing 4 of Tom's songs. Didn't want to do it that way, but... whatever. It was awesome to hear them. Started off with Vance Gilbert with Pablo's Lights from Somerville Live in the year 2000. Chris Smither with that foot tapping from 2006's Leave the Light On. That was a title track. And then 2 that we didn't come back and talk about, but let's do it now. We heard something from Robin Hitchcock, whom I know is one of your absolute faves.
Yeah, yeah. That's from a collection that he put out a while back called You and Oblivion.
Me?
Yes. Oh. Which is, I think it's 82 to 87 different songs that he recorded that weren't on other albums. And that one I always think of. That's probably one of the highlights from that album for me, is that song. Because he's doing that back masking of the guitar along with the, you know, guitar drone. It's a great multi-layered recording piece.
Cool, cool, cool. That was She Reached for a Light. And Creedence, of course, from Chronicle. And I was saying Chronicle, that collection, that great collection that everybody has, 1970, Tom.
However, it is mistitled because they say on Chronicle it's like their 20 greatest hits or something.
And yeah,
like
I saw that in here and I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's 2 songs. I can't remember which ones that are Creedence hits that should definitely be on there and display some of the other ones. But I would say that this song, As Long as I Can See the Light, is one of my top 5 underrated Creedence songs.
Yeah. It was awesome to hear it again. And we have one more, this time from a little band from Ireland called U2. Achtung Baby was something that they did, late career, kind of. Well, it wasn't. It was a long time ago now, but to me, it's late career. Just because it was such a change, a diversion for them in sound. And we picked something to continue and end the light theme, Ultraviolet, Light My Way. Talk a little bit about that one, if you would, before I play it.
Yeah, so probably Achtung Baby, that might be my favorite U2 album.
Is it really?
Although it's right up there with Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
But I love how they went in a different direction, and lots of great moods on that album. Great mix of stuff, really well-engineered, well-produced, well-laid out, and this is one of the last tracks on the album. It's towards the end, so always look forward to hearing it. You know, when you play an album in the order in which it was recorded, as opposed to just streaming random songs, whatever, having it on shuffle. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Thank you, Jerry. All right, from Achtung Baby, it's you two, the fifth song of Tom's set. This is Ultraviolet, Light My Way, WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:58. Well, just about. It's only about 5 seconds away. But I can jump the gun if I want to, because I'm me. And I'm Mike, and I'll be here till 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. I'm going to take a guess. Last week it was Sue, and Jane was here. So I think it's going to be Kirsten. I know she's doing a vacation thing, but I'm just going to put my vote in. I think it's Kirsten. That's what I think. We'll see if that happens.
You're going to manifest it.
Yeah, that'll be at 11 a.m. and we'll see what happens. All right, so just to review your awesome five-song set, Tom.
Thank you.
Started off with Vance Gilbert and Pablo's Lights. Chris Smither with his foot-tapping prowess. Leave the light on. Sorry, made myself laugh there. I don't know why. Robin Hitchcock. I'm really loving that as well. You in Oblivion. That was She Reached for a Light. Creedence Clearwater Revival from Chronicle. Flawed as it may be, the way that they put it together, not the song. What am I doing? Long as I can see the lights. And you too. I got to admit, you know, like I said, I don't know Achtung Baby very well. But great vibe. I agree with you, Tim Sprague. Great vibe. Yeah. Ultraviolet, Light My Way, was that one. All right. Some really exciting stuff to tell you about. The next new noise is a band that we know called The Cyns, C-Y-N-Z, from New Jersey. And I've mentioned they'll be here. They were supposed to be here before, but I was sick when the last time they came to town, so we didn't do it. Can't wait to meet them. They're just a really great band from New Jersey, and they're on Gem Records. J-E-M. Why are you laughing about New
they're
Jersey?
They're from Jersey?
Yeah, they
I'm
are.
From Jersey.
I know.
What exit?
Yeah, you guys been to a diner lately? So their record label, Gem, J-E-M Records, is cool. They have a series called Gem Records Celebrates, right? And this series was born when the president of the label, Marty Scott, wanted a way to celebrate the 80th birthday of John Lennon back then. And he said, let's do an album of songs with Gem artists on all John Lennon songs. So that was really successful. So every August now, they release a new album by one of rock's greatest. In addition to Lennon,